This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this Wednesday. Coming up on the program today, among our guests, Kurt McKeever from the Lincoln Journal-Star. As we continue our coverage of Nebraska's regional baseball, they play 105 Eastern Illinois. Kurt, the beat writer for the Journal-Star on Husker baseball. Big story this morning, who will Nebraska have toe the rubber against Eastern Illinois? We talked a lot about that. He's coming up later on in the show. But for the rest of the first segment, Daddy, no Nebraska baseball time. No.
Okay, but we can talk about Oral Roberts and UC Irvine. And
no.
Well, you know what?
Last night, within about, I don't know, two and a half minutes. Yeah, probably about 2.5 minutes. Again, I scratch my head and I go, why do the best athletes in the world have blind people with whistles and masks and umpire gear calling their games? I just don't understand. If that was not a foul in the Spurs game, then let's just call it off. And the best line this morning, Tim Legler had it right. If Barry would have followed through and taken, I mean, he got his guy in the air. When you got your guy in the air, you're taught to get up in him and draw the foul, which he did not do. But that has been the big talk, I think, this morning and ever since it happened last night in the Spurs game against the Lakers. If you're defending world champions, can't get a call at home. And that's always been the line in all sports, doesn't matter what it is, football, basketball, hockey, baseball, if you can't get a call at home.
Well, they got three calls before that at home. The ball should have been out of bounds, and the Lakers should have had 24 seconds on the shot clock again. Wouldn't have came down to that.
That's fine. So they blew that one, too.
They got that call at home. And for people to say, well, he would have shot three free throws.
No.
Well, the thing was on the ground where Barry was at. The contact, now, well, you got continuation. Well, you don't have continuation like that. When he came down, Brent Barry was firmly planted on the ground. He threw the ball up later. There was no continuation. It would have been a two-shot foul. Could have taken the game into overtime, which Brent Barry probably would have.
And it also pains me that as soon as that was over, then I switched back over to the 12th inning of the Royals game. After they just find every which way there is to lose. I mean, you can't score until the ninth, and then you get the spark of an inside-the-park home run that ties the ball game.
Off of one of the great closers in the game in Joe Nathan.
And then you just flat-out drop a ball in center field, and you're getting tens of millions of dollars, Jose Guillen, to catch the ball and hit the ball, and you can't even do that. And you drop your ninth in a row. But the Royals do get a guy on, seeing eye single up the middle, from Billy Butler, who pinch hits. They have Ross Gloed come in to pinch run, so you've got the tying run on base. You've got a 1-2 count. You got a borderline 1-1 pitch that I'll give you. But then you get a fastball at your shoulders outside. There's no doubt about it. And the umpire, who wants to go home in the 12th inning, rings you up on a pitch that's, you know, I can go pick some high school kid that's doing 10 and 11-year-old baseball in the Tri-Cities, and he's not going to make that bad of a call. I mean, it just at that time, you know, it was right on top of watching the basketball game, and you know, a little frustration about the Royals. You know, they just stink right now, and there's nothing you can do about it. And I know it's growing pains, but growing pains is going 2-7, 3-6 every 9 games. It's not going 0-9 and having a 7-game losing streak already this season. Now a 9-game losing streak, and then giving you hope 6 out of 7, and then you know, why? And then you watch all of what went on over the last week with missing home run calls, of all things. 5 of them in the last week. Doesn't something have to be done? And if so, what? What are your thoughts? Love to hear from you. You can blog us, ESPNSuperstation.com. You can email us, Debt Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can call us, 1-888-455-ESPN.
Well, Doug, you talk about whatever angle you want to go, and you go back to the Spurs-Lakers, and the Lakers take a commanding 3-1 lead in the series. Why is Joey Crawford, when they assign the officials, he may be one of the best officials. I'm not questioning that. But if he's one of the best officials this late into the postseason, officiating San Antonio is not an option. You know what? If he was officiating the Detroit Pistons-Boston Celtics series, nobody would know. Nobody knows the names of any of the three officials officiating the Detroit Pistons-Boston Celtics series. Nobody knows the other two officials officiating the Lakers-Spurs series. But because of the past and what happened a year ago with Tim Duncan and Joey Crawford, and the suspension was a result of that, everybody knows Joey Crawford. I mean, you bring it up from time to time about the WWE NBA, about how it's almost staged. Why is it an option in which he's one of the three people selected to officiate? I cannot believe that they get down to this level and supposedly these people are graded. They're graded and the cream rises to the top. He must be one of the finest NBA officials, which is fine. I don't have a, you know, great, whatever. But to put him on the court for 7 games with the San Antonio Spurs, and, you know, the call was right in front of him that you're talking to at the end of the game. He's the one that swallowed the whistle. It's pretty much his call to make. Why is he out there and put in a position to make that call? That's on the NBA.
Well, and what's going to be done about it?
Nothing.
Nothing. I mean, if you ran your business that way, aren't there repercussions?
Well, yeah, $1 billion, you know, world clothing line. David Stern turned this deal into, you know, the $1 billion industry that is now the NBA, which people in Central Nebraska sit here and go, NBA, it can't be popular. Well, it's hugely popular, people. It's a $1 billion industry. It's a $1 billion industry. It's big bucks. But I don't understand. I don't understand why that's an option. I don't understand. I mean, you don't go, well, we're going to divide up the divorce court and who are you going to talk to? Not the lady the husband was having the affair with. She's not going to help out the husband. You know, the wife's going to break her down in 82 pieces. Well, that's what's happening to Joey Crawford. He's getting crushed all over the national media. Whether he's a great NBA official, a mediocre NBA official, he's getting absolutely crucified because of this. Because of what happened a year ago, and they bring him right back and let him do this. You know, if it comes down to that, there's got to, I mean, when you're ranking officials, and I can't believe that they're varying from A plus to F, and there'd be 9 officials left, because the three officials you probably sit out this series to get the finals gig. So you've got, I can't believe that they can be grouped that tightly together that it would be a major drop off to say, Joey, great season, appreciate it, look forward to having you again next season. You didn't get the finals, probably we're up for this series. You know, we're not going to put you back. I can't believe he wants to be put in that position.
Oh, yeah. He's cocky.
Well,
he's a cocky something that rhymes with stick. That's what he is. Otherwise, he wouldn't be front and center. And that's what he is.
But he's not. I don't think he's ever. In this series, I don't think he's went out of his way to be front and center. Now.
Oh, I can already see it now. Other words that rhyme with stick coming into the Dent Popper inbox.
Maybe he has one. You know, him and Popovich got into that was shouting match in game one, which later they had a laugh about it and everything. You know, everybody seemed to be calmed down a little bit, but nonetheless, it's still Joey Crawford and it's still what he did a year ago.
Well, tonight it is game 5 between Detroit and Boston, and I guess we care because it's all that's going on right now. I think more people are actually watching, I would guess, because at least in our part of the country, because there's just nothing else going on right now.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think a lot more people are interested, Doug, because it goes back to when I think people were interested in the NBA, and that's when the Lakers and Celtics. And I think a lot of people, that's what people want. And, you know, supposedly there's been some people go out on a limb for the Boston Celtics step up after practice yesterday and say some poignant things in a team meeting, and this is a must-win for them tonight as they go home.
It will be interesting because if the conspiracy theorists are still out there, the Celtics will win somehow tonight, either on a call or by 30 points.
There's no in-between. There's no 8 to 12-point victories.
How good is Robert Salley? And Nebraska really, 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 really has wanted him to be in a Nebraska basketball uniform for like 3 years now, going all the way back to 2006.
Well, so did Kansas and so did Memphis.
Well,
they wanted him to be in a...
Lately, Kansas and Memphis wanted them to be a part of their program. And now an interesting story. You can look at the World Herald. You can look at the Journal Star, anybody that has a beat writer for the Huskers. Brian Rosenthal from the Lincoln Journal Star. Here's the story. This kid is supposed to be really good, even though he's 6'5", 195. He's supposed to be all Big 12 material. He went to Washington, did not qualify academically. Spent a year in prep school at Patterson School in North Carolina, signed with Nebraska. He was at Laurinburg Institute of Prep School, where he was a teammate of former Husker Jamel White. Salley, after being denied academic clearance by the NCAA twice, sat out seasons, went to the City College of San Francisco in the spring of 2007, played for them last season, was named the California JUCO Player of the Year.
I'd say you're pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's not bad. He always said that Nebraska showed loyalty in him after he was not able to get through Washington, and that he was going to stay with them, thus saying no to Kansas, no to Memphis.
Throughout the season, there's been several reports that the ongoing relationship, him and Doc Sadler, have kept up during this whole process.
So yesterday, I mean, he's been trying to get through all his grades. He's attended junior college. His coach at City College of San Francisco said, quote, he's done, he's qualified, meaning that he's done everything asked of him, attended junior college, got his grades, had a couple of finals ahead of him this week to finish off, but he was still passing his classes and doing whatever. But yesterday, Nebraska coach Doc Sadler saying that Salley will not be eligible to play at Nebraska or any Big 12 school because of a rule that states a student-athlete who enrolls at a conference Big 12 school must meet NCAA initial eligibility requirements. Well, Salley had not met those requirements, and that's when he was going through it, when he enrolled part-time and paid for the classes at Nebraska. He was taking the classes he was allowed to take at Nebraska while trying to complete the core courses, and you hear this a lot with football, the core courses at junior college. At the time, Salley hadn't signed with the Huskers. He was just going to school. He was waiting to hear if the NCAA Academic Clearinghouse would grant him eligibility. He was screwed no matter what he did when you look at this. But the story goes on to say, how did this kid fall through the loopholes? Who at Nebraska or who at the Big 12 didn't tell him everything that he needed to know at the time he was doing what he thought was right? Bottom line is, the kid was doing...
Well, somebody obviously told him to enroll.
This is Mike Gundy. The kid was doing everything he was supposed to do, and you're coming down on him. And that, my friend, again, is what the NCAA is all about. Grab your ankles, Robert Salley, and good luck in the developmental league.
Well, tough to argue with what you just said there. I can't believe somebody at Nebraska and the compliance people are all over these things. This isn't a rule that was instituted 3 weeks ago or a year ago. This is a rule that's been around. I don't understand the rule. Why would he have enrolled in Nebraska? I don't understand that. Well, obviously somebody told him to.
Well, he was trying to get some classes done. Now, whatever that meant. I mean, if you're taking classes, you're enrolled. There you go. I mean, you can't enroll at another institution, division. I mean, you just can't. What happens, and the bottom line here is, so all this comes down, the university requests a waiver of the Big 12, some Big 12 people that make six figures and have no idea about athletics. It's an academic thing. It's called the Big 12 Council, a group composed of one faculty athletic representative from each school, denied his waiver to play at the University of Nebraska.
Nebraska representative is Joe Pututu. And the majority felt that this one did not reach the level to warrant a waiver. Well, they say that this rule has been interpreted and tightened up more and more in recent memory. Sally enrolled full-time at Nebraska in the fall of 06.
Had he enrolled in the fall of 06.
Well, had he enrolled.
Then he would have been in violation of the NCAA rule.
So it didn't matter.
Right. He was part-time, so that's Big 12, full-time NCAA. He can go play somewhere besides the Big 12. How stupid is that? It's just, this is a weird story. If you have some time, read the story, scratch your head and go, what is going on? I mean, this kid did nothing wrong. This kid was not a straight-A student. This kid was not book smart. Maybe not overall intelligent. Whatever.
But he did what he committed himself and did things the right way.
He did the right thing, and he's being punished for it. And you know what? Now he can go play for Memphis because they don't care. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up, Kurt McKeever is going to join us on the Lincoln Journal Star, talk about Nebraska's slide going into the NCAA tournament and what he thinks the Huskers will do with their pitching rotation. All that and your comments coming up after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two gentlemen who are known for their razor-sharp wit, insightful commentaries, probing interview techniques, and charm. These broadcasting mega men will be back right after this. All right, you two. I said what you wanted. Now, where's my money?
We understand what's always on Husker fans' minds, and that's Husker football. And that's why this next Tuesday, June 3rd, Hastings Kino's Bar and Grill, two-time Nebraska Sports Writer of the Year, Husker Illustrated Insider, and sideline reporter for the Nebraska Sports Network, Sean Callahan, is in the house. Sean will show a short video of the spring game, give you a position-by-position breakdown of where he thinks the Huskers are at in his mind, and take all of your questions. Hastings Kino Bar and Grill, 7:30, June 3rd. Dollar-long neck specials all night long. And Sean Callahan's in the house.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
People are talking about the Doug and Daddy blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Daddy blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Daddy blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see cloudy skies linger across the area today. May see some breaks of sun in spots this afternoon. Otherwise, look for highs to stay in the low 60s with just a slight chance of a shower or sprinkle. Southeast winds will stay at 5 to 15. Tonight, some isolated showers and storms are possible with a low at 56. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, the rain is slowing down. The baseball season, American Legion-wise, Kearney 5 points in Thursday's games tonight have also been postponed at Central City. Tonight's Kearney 5 Points and Thursday's American Legion Baseball at Central City has been postponed. They're scheduled to host Lexington tomorrow. We'll have the seniors game for you on our sister station, Power 99 FM. Teams were rained out last night.
Well, rained out. It's cooled off, but tomorrow it's going to warm back up. It's going to be a little breezy. If you can imagine that, and Dynagrill wants you to know, once you're able to get back in the fields, they've got soybeans for your farming operation, whether it's your initial planting or you've got to replant some of those acres. They've got soybeans for you. Or if you're looking for some Dynagraze, sorghum, Sudan grass, they've got that as well. Dynagraze, premium quality and small-seeded, strong stalks and roots. High yields of sweet, palatable feed, excellent drought tolerance for you, and a fine, fine feed for your farming operation. You want to take a look at the soybeans available? They've got 36C28 available. That's a late group 2 soybean. Great emergence, medium plant type that adapts to all row widths and soil types. Call your local Dynagro Seeds dealer today. Get a hold of them. You can call in the Holdridge area, Timar Quat, 308-995-6573. Get a hold of him today if you're in the Holdridge area, or call Dynagro for your local Dynagro Seeds dealer. Dynagro, it's growing in your fields.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up, Kurt McKeever from the Lincoln Journal-Star. Next segment, going to join us and do a little chatting about what's going on with the Husker baseball squad. And tonight, the NHL continues, the NBA continues. Game 5 between Boston and Detroit. And in the NHL, Pittsburgh in a must-win situation at home, down 2-0 against the Detroit Red Wings.
Doug, a little bit other kind of off base news. Big Brown finally galloped today for the first time.
Oh, goody, oh, goody, 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 goody.
See, I think this is an interesting story, and you want to make fun of it. You want to make fun of animals.
Just
now you hate animals.
A horse galloping. Ew.
You hate animals.
Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, first of all, Ian McKinley is a hoof specialist. I wonder how long you must go to vet school to be a hoof specialist. I would be interested to know that. To mix iodine and alcohol together, do wire sutures, some putty paste thing, and piece this hoof back together. Supposedly it must not be that big of a deal, because they certainly would not risk an animal like this, and everybody wants to see this horse run the mile and a half, which is the Belmont Stakes, and I think that's what we're going to get. And I think so much pressure is out there, if the horse is injured, not to run him, because nobody wants to see a horse break down, especially one of this magnitude.
Not now.
Not now. After
not
what,
this time, yeah.
They don't want to see the 8-bell situation rise again. He's going to run.
It'll be neat to see what the analysts all have to say. That they're looking for any way that Big Brown could get beat in the Belmont, which is still next week. It's not this Saturday. It's still a week from Saturday, and you'll hear it right here on ESPN Radio. But you look at that Belmont, they're looking for anybody that has a chance to beat Big Brown, to get some decent odds up on the board so Big Brown doesn't go off at 1-5 or better than that.
Well, again, I'm not sure. You know, obviously he's going to be the favorite and the heavy, heavy favorite. But, yeah, you start getting into that 1-5 area, just the betting public doesn't want to see that kind of odds up there. That screws up everything for that big hit that you look for in these big races. Big Brown's certainly the monster, but we haven't had a Triple Crown winner, you know, 1978. It's been 30 years. So everybody's looking forward to that.
We have not had a Triple Crown winner in Derek's lifetime.
That's true.
Since he was a wee lad in Stuttgart.
Not Stuttgart, but close.
Were you close to Stuttgart?
Würzburg.
Würzburg.
You're in Germany. You're close to everywhere.
True. True.
What do you like, grow up, like, every day, like, you come home, mom's got, like, hot dogs and sauerkraut? I mean, like, is that
Daddy, in Kielbasa. Germany, it'd be bratwurst.
Bratwurst, yeah. Whatever.
Not hot dogs. Yeah, well, but no, we ate all kinds of different stuff. Whatever mom made, really. But spaghetti, you know, all the normal kind of stuff.
Tongue?
No tongue.
Cabbage?
Like, what's the weird delicacy in Germany that we don't have, that you just don't?
It's called dark beer when you're 12.
Pickled carp is pretty popular.
You eat that, though, don't you? You eat, like, pickled herring and...
Oh, I'd have to be pretty pickled to eat pickled carp.
Like I said,
but I'm not afraid, I guess.
Are you going to be here tomorrow?
Yes.
Tomorrow, our NCAA baseball picks, which I know everyone will be excited of. Every time we can go head-to-head on something, Daddy and I will be filling out our NCAA bracket. Hey, don't forget to check out our Prairie Hills Poll in One question at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can find out, well, you can give us your opinion, actually, on which Big 12 team you think will go the farthest. Texas is the leader at this point right now, early on in the voting, Texas. And then, like, some smartass voted for Oklahoma. I wasn't even going to put them up there, but I did. And they have a vote. But I'm voting Texas up there right now. Daddy, right now, I mean, maybe a little look into, have you looked into it too much? Which Big 12 team you think might stick around the longest?
Well, I think Texas A&M, just because of the draw they've got. Dallas Baptist, Illinois, Chicago, and Houston don't seem to probably, I know they're limping in. People are back to going, oh my God, they've lost their last 32. Well, no, they've lost their last, what, seven games, eight games, maybe nine. They've lost a bunch of games heading into this. This is a team, though, that's loaded and offensively, pitching staff capable. You know, this is a team at home, should be able to get the job done. Oklahoma, why are they in? Oklahoma State, I don't like that with Wichita State being so close. I don't like that draw. I think, you know, a lot of people thought that maybe they had an opportunity to get a national seed, and not only did they not get that, they get Wichita State stuck in there. Well,
Florida State on the other side. You know, I really, you know, it's hard to go against the number one seed, and Missouri just doesn't play that well at home, but I think their pitching, their 1-2 combo has the best chance of maybe any of the Big 12's 1-2 combos. I think that'll be very interesting. But we'll make all our picks tomorrow. And before we go to the break and then come back with Kurt McKeever, the Lincoln Journal star, the Omaha World-Herald releasing their All-Nebraska baseball team. And since Grand Island won state, they had to pick some Islanders. But they only picked one.
Cash
Kelkowski, making him the captain, which basically means he's the best baseball player in the state of Nebraska. Expected to go in the Major League Baseball draft. He is obviously also a Husker commit, and Nebraska fans would love to see him at Nebraska, but he might be the first Nebraska kid in the draft that just goes straight into minor or Major League Baseball, however you want to put it, in a long, long time. Catcher Slade Bowles, who hit .404 this year, and outfielder Luke Fair of Grand Island made the All-Nebraska second team as well. So congratulations to those Islanders. Just kind of cap it off an outstanding season. And if you want to cap off your lunchtime today, then you want to go to the Chicken Coop in Kearney or Grand Island and check out all the great sports on there. 42-inch flat screens all around the sports bar. There's always a lunch special. There's not a bad seat in the house, whether you're there for lunch, whether you're there for the afternoon, whether you're there for the evening time, where they have great food and drink specials every night. You can catch all your favorite sports and eat all your favorite foods at the Chicken Coop. They've got a lot of great burgers, a lot of great pizza. Of course, they've got a dozen varieties of sauces for the chicken wings. They've got salads. They've got ribs. They've got steaks in the evening. And they've got, of course, balls of cheese for Daddy, among their many, many, many appetizers, which include pub pickles, onion rings, cheese pleasers, cauliflower, all the great things that you know so much about. It's the Chicken Coop.
Kearney and Grand Island. Doug Cash Kalkowski, also the player of the year in the state, as far as Riley Jane was concerned, Lincoln Journal star. He actually told Riley Jane, I hear a lot of things, people call me every day, and I know I'll get drafted. It's just a matter of when. I have drawn a line. If I get to that mark, I'll go pro. If not, I'll go to Nebraska. So
we are efforting Cash Kalkowski to find out where the line is. The line. And finally, you know what? I guess you just don't know if you're in this situation because obviously if the Yankees came up to me and I was good enough to pitch for the Yankees or play for the Yankees, and they were going to give me a boatload of money, even my disdain for the Yankees, it would be hard to turn that down. Saying, you know what, I played for 29 teams, but not this one. And maybe that would make my decision easier. And, you know, some people have made that decision, whether to play football, you know, John Elway, football or baseball, or go to college or not, depending on who selects you. So that's coming up very, very soon, right after the first of the month here.
Yeah, and the story also talks about him wanting to maybe play a position other than pitcher, who many people have penciled him in at Nebraska. Then, obviously, you've got a freshman in Ben Klein, who who's played most of the year, 90% of the year at shortstop, you know, coming back, obviously, for his sophomore season. You know, if Cash is to go there, you know, obviously, you know, he says he takes infield at third. There's a lot of, you know, he'd be a valuable asset either way. I mean, there's a lot of position he could play, but the way the kid's been hitting the ball, and that's something, you know, we go back and we talk to Johnny Dorn. Johnny Dorn could hit the ball and hasn't got that opportunity. And one of those things right now, Nebraska, if they need one thing, is they need bats in the lineup.
Go ahead and join the program at 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back with Kirk McKeever, the Lincoln Journal Star, right after this.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Danny at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Don't believe your eyes when you stay at Microtel Inns and Suites. Not because of the free high-speed wireless internet and free local and long-distance calls. Not because of the plush bedding and daily complimentary continental breakfast. And not because our stylish new decor looks like something you'll find in a magazine. And certainly not because with our MicroPass card, you can earn free nights at any Microtel. So what makes Microtel so unbelievable that a hotel this amazing could be this affordable? For a great hotel at an even greater price, visit MicroTelInn.com.
The world calls us small business owners, but really,
there's nothing small about us. We have big ideas.
We see huge potential. We have
larger-than-life expectations. Which is why we
and millions of other business owners use Visa Business.
Because we do business with a great big world and no other card.
No other card.
No other card is more accepted by it.
Visa Business, used for big ideas. Visit visa.com/small business.
The right team can make a big difference when planning your personal financial strategy. At Platte Valley State Bank, they understand your needs, know what it takes, and have the resources to get it done. Whether you want online banking, a personal loan, or need investment options, they are ready to help and are prepared to build a financial relationship with you that will truly make a difference. If you need more from your banker, contact Kim Dugan and Bev Stutzman in Grand Island. Or in Kearney, contact Mandy Peterson and Marissa Sinclair. The right team can make a big difference, and Platte Valley State Bank has the team that's right for you. Member FDIC.
This year's fall and winter high school sports podcast on ESPNSuperstation.com will only be available through June 1st, so download your favorites today.
We'll see a lot of skies linger across the area today. May see some breaks of sun in spots this afternoon. Otherwise, look for highs to stay in the low 60s with just a slight chance of a shower or sprinkle. Southeast winds will stay at 5 to 15. Tonight, some isolated showers and storms are possible with a low at 56. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, you asked about it yesterday, Daddy, the big Ord Golf Open over Memorial Weekend, where the weather actually cleared off just long enough Saturday and beautiful day Sunday for me to just realize I still can't, but I'm not good. I got to work on my chipping. And I can go out in a pasture and work on my chipping, but I'm going to go to the Kearney Golf Center. Because, you know, I can chip all around. Area. They've got the short game area. They've got the target greens. You know, here's 40 yards. Here's 80 yards. Here's 120 yards. And maybe I can start to figure out what in the world is going on. Kearney Golf Center, located across from UNK's Health and Sports Center, just south of Highway 30. Lighted driving range. Come out and work on your game, because you're probably... Even with this weather, normally we'd say well into the season, but not now, and you still need a lot of work. All you have to do is find out what Kevin Kamrath has open for you as far as maybe even a lesson. He'd love to work with you, help you improve your game. 19 years in the business, he's given more than 7,000 lessons. Maybe he's going to tell you, well, you know, your swing's not that bad, but your club's too short, your club's too long. We could put some new shafts in. Maybe we need to give you a little flex. Maybe we need to change what you've got on the head of your shaft here. Maybe we need to give you a bigger grip size. Sometimes the bigger jumbo grip size will help you out as well. He's just going to go over this with you, give you some suggestions, find out what might be best for you. Or If you just want to go out and hit a bucket of balls, they've got four different sizes for you, from small to the big daddy size. And, of course, if you're into baseball and softball and need a little workout, head out to the batting cages. If you're tired of little Johnny firing him right back at your head or other nether reasons, you just put him in a cage and let him work out on the batting cages at the Kearney Golf Center, located across from UNK's Health and Sports Center on Highway 30, 234-6543.
Right now, we're going to talk a little college baseball with Lincoln Journal Star beat writer Kurt McKeever. Kurt, how are you today, and thanks so much for the time.
Man, listening to that ad makes me want to sell my club. I was doing good until I heard that. Now I'm depressed.
Well, if you saw my game, that's depressing. That is, Kurt, you know, the Huskers gave us, I guess, an extra couple of days to maybe go hit the golf ball around because they weren't playing Sunday, and you didn't have to watch baseball. First question, seeing the games here, especially every one of them down the stretch, 5 of 6, still hosting a regional. What is the state of this Nebraska baseball team right now?
Well, we're going to find out, I guess. But, you know, obviously you don't want to go into a regional, you know, on that kind of a skid. You know, I think people need to remember, though, that all of those games were played away from Haymarket Park. And you know, you can talk about Nebraska, you can talk about Irvine or Oral Roberts or even Eastern Illinois. You know, all those teams are better teams when they play on their home field. And I would be shocked if Nebraska didn't have a marketed improvement this weekend. And I think it's huge for them to have a good weekend. I mean, Mike Anderson can talk about, you know, these things that have happened before don't mean anything now. Well, maybe so, but if you have a bad weekend this weekend, then people are going to say, they're going to see a trend here, you know, that maybe happened 2006, went back to, you know, Mike's first year when they struggled in their regional at home. You know, if they have a good regional this weekend, nobody's going to care that they were 1-5 going into it.
Kurt McKeever, Lincoln Journal Star, joins us. Many people out there don't know this, Kurt, but Mike Anderson, when he's lining up his pitching rotation, actually calls you. Who will go on Friday?
He hasn't told you.
No.
You know, I think they're going to bring Sean Yost out of a red shirt year, and that's going to be their big surprise for the weekend. I don't. You know, I'm going to know that this afternoon. I know that it's a difficult thing for Mike to say we're not going to throw Johnny Dorn. I mean, you know, most teams, most situations, you go with the best guy. I think Nebraska's in a unique deal. I mean, their depth is good enough, and their opponent that they're playing is mediocre enough.
That's right.
That I don't think it's really taking a chance. You know, if you lose that game, you're going to get blasted for not throwing Johnny Dorn. But there's no guarantee Johnny Dorn goes out and throws. You know, yeah, he's been their leader, and he's been their best guy, you know, pretty much every weekend. But there aren't any guarantees in this game. I think that Mike and Eric Newman have to look at, you know, what are we going to do that gives us the best chance to win this 3 or 4 games that we might have to play. And I think you say we can beat a team like Eastern Illinois with a guy who's our 2, 3, 4 starter. Because that's a team we'd be playing in the midweek normally anyway, who we'd normally throw our midweek guy against. You know, I could see if Eastern Illinois had a guy like Manhattan did a couple of years ago, an experienced senior who was going to be a pretty high draft pick, who was really good. I mean, this Cody kid a couple of years ago, you know, had a 1-point-something ERA, and he came in, and it wouldn't matter who Nebraska pitched, and he ended up out-pitching Jabba Chamberlain. Eastern Illinois doesn't have that kind of guy on the mound. I mean, they're going to be throwing a right-handed freshman who's, you know, I don't even believe he's 500. So you have to take that into account. You have to take into account how they match up against either of the next two possible opponents, and you go from there. But I would not be surprised if they pitch an Eric Byrd, who's a guy who has done really well as a starter this year. And pitching at home, it's not going to be that big a deal to him.
Johnny Dorn has more no decisions than wins this year, so even if he comes in with a strong 6-7 inning performance, no guarantees there. I thought Eric Newman, and you put it in the article today, Kurt, made an interesting point. It makes You're in the same position if you win Friday and lose Saturday, or if you lose Friday and win Saturday. You're in the exact same position. If you don't go 2-0, you're in the same position, and so you can't go wrong, I guess, using Johnny Dorn either day.
Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, if you lose that first game, I mean, your back's to the wall for the rest of the tournament. You got to win four straight. You know, if you win, at least you can lose and then come back and win three. But yeah, I think the point that Eric's making is that the team that goes 2-0 has a decisive advantage just in pitching. I mean, they have to play one fewer games, and most college staffs, you know, that makes a big difference if you're playing four games in 3 days, or maybe even five games in 4 days. So, the main thing is to go 2-0. That you can look around at pretty much every regional across the country, and it's really rare for a team that goes 2-0 to not eventually win that regional.
Kurt, when you look at the field of 64 as a whole, obviously the thing around here is everybody's saying, how is Baylor out in Oklahoma in? What have your people and the colleagues and your friends that you've talked to said about this?
Well, I think more people are talking about how does a team like Oklahoma edge out the two-time defending national champion. I think we don't know what those committee guys are thinking, but the huge thing with Oklahoma is that they had way more wins against top 100 RPI teams than did teams like Baylor, than did teams like Oregon State. They played a tough schedule. I'm shocked. I would have. I'm sure Sonny Galloway is shocked that his team got in. I know after they lost, and they played very well at the Big 12 tournament, and had to, you know, they gave up three runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Otherwise, it would have made the championship. But after that game, I mean, people were trying to ask him about, you know, possibilities. He said, "Look, guys, we're just going to try to come out and be better next year." So I wouldn't be surprised if he had to call some guys back when the NCAA tournament field was released, because some of those guys might have been heading off for summer ball.
Kurt McKeever from the Lincoln Journal Star joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about the NCAA tournament, specifically, obviously, the Lincoln Regional. Kurt, so far in your checks of the background here of UC Irvine and Oral Roberts, not huge name programs. Irvine came to the forefront, obviously, last year by making it to the College World Series. Both these teams have had very successful years, a great pitching staff for UC Irvine, and a pretty good hitting ball club for Oral Roberts. I mean, a lot of people don't know anything about these teams, and just looking on the surface, they both look very scary.
Yeah, well, you got a big contrast. I mean, as you pointed out, Irvine is going to pitch. They're going to play a lot like Nebraska. And, fortunately, if you're a Nebraska fan, you're probably not going to be seeing Scott Gorgon at all over the weekend, who's one of the best, if not the best starting pitchers in the country. I mean, they will have to use him against a team like Oral Roberts, which is top 20 nationally in both team batting average and home runs. You like to think that really good pitching is going to be good hitting, but I don't know. It might depend on which way the wind's blowing, you know, on Friday at Haymarket Park. But, yeah, those two teams will not be easy for whoever comes out, and you think that Nebraska will come out of that other side. We've talked about this pitching. That's the thing. I mean, is Johnny Dorn a good matchup for Irvine and not a good matchup for an Oral Roberts team? I don't know. I mean, they have to figure that out. I mean, you could possibly see, I'd be surprised, but let's say they think that you might have a TBA for Saturday. They might think a guy like Dan Jennings, if he isn't pitching Friday, might be a better matchup for Oral Roberts, and they might think Johnny Dorn might be the better matchup for a team like Irvine, and you might see Nebraska go TBA on their second starter, even though you and I know that if it wasn't Johnny Dorn, we'd all be shocked.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, would take a step back and ponder that. You mentioned the hitting power of Oral Roberts. Brian Van Kirk comes in with a .421 batting average, 72 RBIs, 17 bombs on the year. That's a crazy number. He stands out offensively in this regional, second to absolutely nobody as far as the power numbers go.
Yeah, and, you know, they got a couple other guys on it. They've got, you know, guys who are up there pushing double digits in home runs and 60 RBIs and 50 RBIs. I mean, their lineup is not going to be easy for anybody. The one thing we don't know is, you know, how tough is the Summit Conference? I mean, they win it every year. Oral Roberts wins it every year. But you look at their schedule, I think they've got some really quality wins. At the end of the year, they beat a Wichita State 12-0. I mean, without throwing their main guys. I mean, that's impressive.
Kurt McKeever, Lincoln Journal star, beat writer for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Kurt, overall thoughts heading into this regional, I guess kind of two things. We touched where Nebraska is. Our trivia or our poll question this week is which Big 12 team you think is going to go the farthest in the NCAA tournament. You watch the Big 12 tournament. Texas, I guess, maybe now for the fourth different team in 4 weeks to get the hottest team in a conference role. Which team do you think out of the Big 12 is set up best to make a long run?
Well, if they get pitching like they have, and they're a completely different team than when Nebraska played them in Austin, yeah, the Longhorns are going to do well. They've got the Ruffin kid going. He's going as good as anybody. You get a win in that first game. They've got athletes, and I see them going away. You know, a team that might surprise, and I know this will shock people, is Missouri. I know they have to go to Miami, but their 1-2 pitch, their 1-2 punch is starting pitching, and I'll be curious to see how they use those guys. They'll be tough if they get out of there. You're going to see them have a great chance to get to Omaha.
And
same
beyond.
Thing, I think with Oklahoma City or Oklahoma State, excuse me, they're kind of in the same boat. Their pitching depth isn't as good as Missouri's, but they can really bank on those two left-handed kids, and they're at home. I think they'll make a strong run. But I was talking with a couple people before the Big 12 tournament, and I said, you know, Texas looks to me like they're just right where they want to be at the right time of the season. And I think you take Augie Garrido into that mix, and, you know, they get to Omaha, they might win the whole thing.
Well, Kurt, I look at A&M as having the easiest road of anybody with Dallas Baptist and Illinois, Chicago, and Houston.
Who are they matched up with, though, in their super region?
That's Rice and Texas. That would come down to that.
Yeah. If A&M had played better down the stretch, you know, I'm not sure what happened to them. Their lineup kind of reminds me of Oral Roberts. They got a little bit of everything. They got some power. They got some speed. They got guys who can move guys over. They got guys who can handle the bats and sacrifice and things like that. I'm not sure what happened. I mean, it's over the course of a season, it's bound to happen, but I think you don't want it happening right before you go into the postseason. So you can say A&M's got a good draw, but they're like Nebraska. They're going to have to turn some things around.
Kurt, as always, we appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you in Lincoln this weekend, and keep up the great work. Sure appreciate it.
All right, looking forward to seeing you guys.
Take care. Kurt McKeever from the Lincoln Journal Star, Husker beat writer, baseball coverage at its best from the Lincoln Journal Star. I want to thank him for joining us on the program today. And speaking of baseball, we've been telling you for a long time, you can get your gear at Misco Sports, downtown Kearney Center, whether it's Little League, whether it's Legion, whether it's in between. There's in between. There's tweeners.
What about just slow pitch softball?
You can do that. Fast pitch softball.
Perfect.
You can do that. You've got everything you need. Okay, let's see. Hat? Yes. Okay, then need the underlay? Yes. Uniform? Tops and bottoms? Yep. Shorts? Yep, got those. Socks? Yep. Stirrups? Yep. Cleats? Yep, they got that. Bat? Yep. Glove?
Perfect.
Yep. You don't even have to know what you're doing, but they can sure dress you up to look good at Misco Sports in the downtown Kearney Center. Of course, with summer coming up, great selection of shoes, always great deals. They're not going to gouge you on what's going on, but if you need some running shoes, if you're already thinking about football and what's coming up and all the camps you're heading to this summer for football and volleyball, come out and check out the latest lines as well. Got a lot of selection of Husker gear. They've got area high school gear, UNK, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, all at Misco Sports on the Brinks in the downtown Kearney Center.
Coach keeps sending you out to right field to Charlie Brownett. Oh, yeah. You want to look good in right field. That's right. That's why you go to Misco's.
Oh, back after this.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you. We understand what's always on Husker fans' minds, and that's Husker football. And that's why this next Tuesday, June 3rd, Hastings Kino's Bar and Grill, two-time Nebraska Sports Writer of the Year, Husker Illustrated Insider, and sideline reporter for the Nebraska Sports Network, Sean Callahan, is in the house. Sean will show a short video of the spring game, give you a position-by-position breakdown of where he thinks the Huskers are at in his mind, and take all of your questions. Hastings Kino Bar and Grill, 7:30, June 3rd. Dollar-long neck specials all night long, and Sean Callahan's in the house.
Foul ball!
Hey man, was that your new car?
What?
That foul ball just shattered your windshield.
You gotta be kidding me. Now what am I gonna do?
You gotta get to Kearney Glass.
You never know when that foul ball or that rock on the road is gonna strike your car. Kearney Glass is ready to serve you with on-site repairs and delivery, including 24-hour emergency repair. And during the month of May, replace your windshield at Kearney Glass and receive free windshield wipers or chip repair for 6 months. Kearney Glass at 16 East 23rd Street, your one-stop glass shop.
Colin Coward, host of The Herd. I leave work at 1 Eastern, 10 Pacific. Go home, kick back, relax. But at least once a week, bosses call, come back to ESPN for a meeting. No more. Now I've got GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Everybody simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com, and they instantly see your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's as effective as being in the same room, but without the hassle of going back to ESPN. I tried it. GoToMeeting for your next meeting. I loved it. Right now, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the orange Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com. Try It Free button and be sure to use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting for your next meeting. I loved it.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Zach, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Doug and Daddy Show, new in the last hour, UNK Volleyball Coach Rick Squires announcing that Elkhorn native Jackie Keithley will play for the Lopers this fall. Defensive specialist and libero will join a variety of other freshmen that are coming in. Coach Squires says Jackie has a great feel for serve, receive, passing, and competes hard in the back row. She helps us solidify our overall ball control, and we are pleased to have her joining us. She'll be the third Elkhorn antler on the Lopers. Setter Kola Sveck and outside hitter Chelsea Carson will be sophomores this fall. About Lopers time. Begin the season in Hawaii in late August, by the way.
That's sucker.
That means
about Coach time Squires we heard from Coach Squires.
He's getting the coconuts out again.
Yeah, let's hope not. Hey, by the way, tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show. Rob Walton, Oral Roberts, Golden Eagle head coach, set to join us at the bottom of the hour, so I know you won't be listening for that. That's right. Brian Van Kirk leads the way, 421, 72 RBIs and 17 home runs on the season.
That's nuts. This is nuts is what that is. Hey, if you miss any of the show anytime or just want to hear an interview again, go to the ESPN Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and Loft. And, of course, the courtyard now open on great evenings. And we're going to have a lot of those coming up starting tomorrow. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com. You can hear our interviews, like with Jim Schmitz, the Eastern Illinois coach, on yesterday's program, ESPNSuperstation.com, the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. We want to thank Kurt McKeever from Lincoln Journal Star for joining us on the program today. As Daddy said, among our guests tomorrow, Rob Walton from Oral Roberts.
More baseball talk, more NBA playoff talk. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 at our friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!